One of the highlights of the Czech football season this autumn came on Saturday in the 11th round of the Gambrinus Liga, with a match of the Liga's two top-scoring teams, Viktoria Plzeň and Belmit Jablonec. Some 10,000 fans enjoyed strong offensive football with nice combination play, leading to a number of opportunities on both sides, a rare sight in the Gambrinus Liga. Defending champions Plzeň played to win and went ahead after 57 minutes, but with just 5 minutes to go, Jablonec managed to equalize thanks to a collapse of the home side's defense. The draw prolonged Plzeň's winless streak to 4 games, while it kept Jablonec at the top of the charts. Plzeň coach Pavel Vrba was unhappy about the result, but seemed confident that his team's styles of play will eventually bear fruit.
I'm not sure if this is a crisis. It could also be the coach's fault. Maybe the coach should even be dismissed. But if our play looked like we are in crisis, then I can only hope all the teams in the Czech top division suffer such a crisis.
In other games in the round, Sparta drew against newcomers Jihlava 1-1, Slavia beat Příbram 2-1, and Ostrava drew 1-1 with Brno. Turning to hockey now, where Jager mania continues in the Czech Extraliga, despite the fact that Jaromír Jágr has been out of action due to injury. The 40-year-old Jágr suffered an unspecified injury in Thursday's sold-out game between his own Kladno and Karlovy Vary. Kladno won the game 3-1, and on Sunday Kladno also beat Liberec 3-1. On Tuesday, Kladno takes on Kometa Brno in Prague's O2 Arena, where over 17,000 fans of both teams are expected. But on Monday, Jaromír Jágr said he would probably not appear on his team's roster. With or without Jágr, Kladno is on the winning track, currently ranked third, trailing Kometa Brno by 1 point and Plzeň by 5. In the sport of tennis, Czech player Tomáš Berdych defeated Francis Jo-Wilfried Tsonga's 4-6, 6-4, 6-4 in the final of the ATP event in Stockholm on Sunday and won his second title of the season. In the first set, the 27-year-old Czech found no defense against the top-seeded Frenchman's serve and was down 2-4 in the second. But then he won 5 games in a row to force the deciding set, in which the Czech saved a breakpoint and took the match in 2 hours and 39 minutes. The 6th-ranked Berdych has never won 2 titles in 1 season before, and he told the tournament's website how much he enjoyed his time in Stockholm.
I'm quite wild on tour, and I was not able to win two titles in 1 single year, and now finally I've done it, you know, and I done it here in Stockholm, which is a really nice place to have a tournament, you know. I always said that I like the kind of a home atmosphere, and with the all hospitality that is going on here on the tournament is just amazing, you know. So I really enjoyed the week. It was just great for me, and even better with have a crown for this tournament.
Stockholm's title moved Tomáš Berdych a step closer to qualifying for the season-ending ATP World Tour Finals in London. In women's tennis, the leading Czech player Petra Kvitová has drawn the white group of the WTA Championships 2012, which kick off in Istanbul on Tuesday. The defending champion will play Agnieszka Radwańska of Poland, Russia's Maria Sharapova, and Sara Errani of Italy in the white group. The red group includes Victoria Azarenka of Belarus, the US player Serena Williams, Lina of China, and Germany's Angelique Kerber. Moving on to basketball now, the reigning Czech basketball champions Nymburk have been dominating the top division when they won all 6 games of the new season, although they had to push hard to defeat Ústí nad Labem 72-65 in their latest game on Friday. However, Nymburk have seen mixed luck on the international scene when in the VTB League Nymburk lost 2 of their 3 games. After losing to Russia's Nizhny Novgorod earlier this month, they beat another Russian team Lokomotiv Kubaň. But on Sunday, they suffered a staggering defeat 52-89 by Triumph Liberci, also of Russia. But Nymburk's record might yet improve, as the 9-time Czech champions have signed Jiří Velš, a 32-year-old player who spent 6 years in the NBA before moving back to Europe. Jiří Velš returns to the Czech league after 12 years abroad. Meanwhile, another Czech basketball player, Jan Veselý, will play in the NBA for at least 2 more years, as his team, the Washington Wizards, offered him a contract until the year 2014. And in other basketball news, former Czech national team player Kamil Novák has been appointed the new Secretary General of FIBA Europe. The 45-year-old Novák, who played 147 games for the Czech national team, has been the sports manager of the German club Fraport Skyliners for the past 7 years.
That was Jan Richter with the weekly Czech sports.